We are called as the sons and daughters of Christ. We're called as the royal priesthood. We're called as his children. We're called as his slaves, his slaves that we freely gave ourselves to be. And so that means that everything we do is supposed to be a reflection on our master. And so when we sin, that is also a reflection on our master. And that's something that everybody can see. And so it's really important that we realize that whatever we do and whatever we say is a reflection on him, if we're his family. That goes for our earthly families too. Whatever we do is a reflection on our father and mother. Our heavenly father is much more important even than we're told to honor our mother and father. How much more are we supposed to honor our heavenly father and our heavenly mother? So as we are now in the fifth week of Great Lent, hopefully all these kinds of thoughts are seeping into us of how important it is that we need to be concerned about our death. We need to be concerned about how we live, that we might die rightly, that we honor our mother and father and our parents and our Father in heaven, that Jesus Christ, who we are his adopted children, we just need to do more than we think we do. We think that somehow being good, whatever good means in society, that's not what we're supposed to be. Being good in society's eyes is not anything special. You received your reward here. It's done. Nice job. That's it. What we want is to do what good, meaning godly. God is good. God is good is godly, not anything else. So if you want to do good, then do that which is godly, because that will be rewarded in heaven, and maybe here too, but primarily that will be rewarded in heaven. So may God bless you with a good night's sleep. If you haven't been sleeping well, know that the devil loves to cause us problems. But tonight I pray that all of us get a good sleep and be ready in the morning to fight the good fight and to make it all the way to the end of the fast, rightly so. So God bless you. Please come forward to reverence the cross. Well, and let's say a little prayer for the food that's downstairs. Our Father, Christ our God, bless the food and drink of your servants' hands and prepare and bless all of us this day with all these beautiful services, that you may shine your glory upon us, and that we again may sleep well tonight, resting in your name and being held up by the angels. For your holy now and forever, the age of ages. Amen.